This is a tremendous amount of evil times. It's not only tremendous, it's tremulous. And it comes to a point where the children of God need to stand up and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And as we do, we are grateful for mothers who have stood up over the years, throughout the centuries, from the beginning of time. Although these are such times that make us tremble and quiver, I thank God for mothers who love the Lord so much that they refuse to let the devil and his demons take control and have their way. They have stood up against all odds and proclaimed victory anyhow because they believe God and his word and why he is. And so a good loving mother will stand up and proclaim the word of God. And this is my subject today. A mother who loves the Lord will. And that's a will, dot, dot, dot. That's not a will, a period. That's a continuance. Only a fool will mess with a mother who loves the Lord. Amen. Because she may not win every battle, but she's going to act like she did simply because she knows Jesus. Amen. Amen. And even if somebody said you lost, she said, no, I didn't. I won because I know Jesus. A mother who loves the Lord will trust in God and his word for herself and for the protection of her children. She will always believe that the word of God is true and living because the word of God has the breath of God in it. And the word of God is not dead, but the word of God is living. It has breathing power. And not only in it, but those whom God has chosen to write his word so we may know his word. We have known his word because it was God who breathed life into his word throughout the centuries. God breathed on them too. Therefore, these men and women were not only guided by their own human thinking alone, but their thinking was really anointed by the breath of God as he breathed on them and in them. Amen. A mother who loves the Lord will tell someone 1,000 times, if she has to, that the word of God, the scriptures, are inspired by God. Therefore, it has no error. It may not always be understood, but it has no error. And this, she will teach her children that the word of God is true. We have people walking around today and said that that's old time and that's feeble and we don't know if those stories are true. But if you hang out with Jesus long enough, you will know that everything in the Bible is true. Amen. A mother who loves the Lord will make sure that her children, her child and her children, are taught the word of God one way or another. She's going to get that word to them so that when they grow up, they may know the word. A mother who loves the Lord will always know that we live in a world that is constantly changing and has no real direction to where it is going. We live in a world that has no guarantee to fulfill its promises. Children and families are hurting, frustrated, oppressed. Some feel the only way out of trouble is by dying one way or another. Yet a mother who loves the Lord will always know that only God's word is consistent. Only God's word is sure. Only God's word fulfills its promises. Only God's word is steadfast. Only God's word is unmovable. Only God's word is profitable. Only God's word stands against everything and still stands when things are over. I know I have a witness here. Because we've turned to other things and it failed us. But when we turn to the word of God, we can put our trust in his word because we serve a living and true God. She knows that she and her children are blessed because the word of God is not conducted by man, wasn't conducted by man, but the word of God says that God breathes. That means that God gave it life, just like he gave Adam life when he breathed into his nostrils and the dirt that he was made out of became a living soul. God breathed. And if God is breathing, then we ought to be living and living for the Lord. Look at what Paul says. He says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means that what God approved, it is his word. And the word of God will not go out and come back void, but the word of God will go out and do what it needs to do. Amen. The real teaching will keep us. And therefore, a mother who loves the Lord will go beyond attending church, but will get deep and dig deep into the faith. The more we investigate, who God is, the more we find out why God is. The more we invest ourselves in God's word, the more we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to know, see, and act upon God's plan. Amen. And I tell you right now, I'm still pressing on. I don't know it all, so I'm still learning. And I'm glad that God is still showing me new things. He's showing me new revelations. He's showing me new ideas. The reason why is because the more we get into God, the more God reveals who he is. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. But not only that, scripture is profitable for reproof, which means to prove, reprove, or to rebuke. A mother who loves the Lord will prove the teaching and knowledge of God's word in her children. Reproof in this case means to confront, rebuke, reprimand, or chastise ungodly behavior which is contrary to God's word. Don't ever get to the point where you say, my child is good. Because the devil is busy. Our children may be good on Tuesday. In the day and Tuesday afternoon, here comes Satan. Always remember that we have not yet arrived. Paul says, I have not yet apprehended. I'm still pressing on. So no matter how good your children may be, keep on praying for them. Keep on teaching them the word of God. Keep on lifting them up. In the name of Jesus. The old timers, like my grandmother, said the word scold. I scold him or I scold her. Instead of using the word rebuke, they scold. How many of you have heard that word scold? Amen. For some of you, it is a word that used to be said. It's like I hear every now and then, copacetic. Everything is copacetic. Amen. But they use the word scold instead of rebuke. But it is not enough to know God's word intellectually. But one needs to prove it by practicing what is taught. A mother who loves the Lord will take time to test her children to keep them ready. Every now and then that test will come up. Do you know this or do you know that? Or the test may come up around the dinner table. What did you do today? And to see what your child will say. And every child makes their mother happy and or their parents happy when they say, I did this today, and it's the truth. I did that today. I went to school. What did you learn? And they say what they learned. And that helps them. And did you pray today? Yes, I prayed today. Do you read the word today? Yes, I read the word today. Amen. And that makes a mother happy because now she has given her child a test in living, because every day we need to be in the Word. But reproof is to break down bad behavior and to build up good behavior. Reproof is like a measuring rod. It has a line. And some mothers were there for someone to cross that line. Don't cross that line. Well, a mother who loves the Lord will know that scripture is profitable for reproof. Profitable for reproof. But not only that, profitable for correction. A mother who loves the Lord will correct her children. In this context, in this scripture, correction is not what we may think. Many times we use the word correction in a more negative flavor. But here it means something positive. Correction in this case and in this context means to restore. God sent Jesus to restore us by the power of the Holy Spirit back to our original proper condition. And as we get closer to who we ought to be and who we are going to be, we have to thank God that God did something. He came to restore us. A mother who loves the Lord will always know that scripture builds up which has been torn down through divine correction. If anybody, and you know what? The thing about it is that you could be an adult and still be a child, because your mother may be living, or you may be a child, amen, to the fact of what your mother taught. I'm still a child, amen, to what my mother taught. Sometimes I gotta stop and realize that I am a child of God. Amen. We are all children. And our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is looking out for us. I got a few. Amen. But I didn't get a one for crossing that street again. But a God-fearing mother will teach her children that the promises of God are real. And so when they get into a jam, instead of trying to curse their way out, trying to fight their way out with that and that, first they're going to pray. And then they're going to say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Because my mama said, if you trust in God, God will be with you. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? God will be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry that there are many young people today still in their beds right now, but I'm thanking God that you're here today, because something happened to you that mama said, trust God. And even when we messed up, we heard in the back of our minds, trust God. Even when we were going the wrong way, trust God. Even when we did the wrong thing, trust God. And it kept on getting in us, trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. God. And when you did, somebody got saved. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got healed. Somebody got, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody got corrected. Yes, because we serve a mighty and awesome God. God bless you and God keep you. God bless you. Amen. A mother who loved the Lord will. And whatever you put after that, make sure that you put in there, trust God.